With your URW High School Football Scoreboard Show, I'm Ryan Stone. In the first round of the high school football playoffs, the GW Eagles overcame a slow start to beat Blacksburg 44-7. With Blacksburg trying to tie the game late in the first half, the Eagle defense made a huge play.
9.8 seconds to go on third and goal. Holt, low snap. Rolling right side, throws out the flat, it's intercepted by GW, streaking back the other way, across the 40, the midfield line, 35, 30, 20, 10, 5, it's a pick six for GW to end the first half. Tony Matos makes up for some of his mistakes in the first half and takes it 98 yards the other way. And what a monster swing of momentum to close out the first half as GW leads 20-7.
Then early in the second half, it was the GW defense coming up huge again.
Fakes the handoff, drops the pass, throws it out in the flat, and it's intercepted. Torian White makes the pick. Down inside the 30, the 25, the 20, the 15, and it's going to be brought down around the 10-yard line. Torian White read it like a book. Gets the huge interception, and GW is going to start with the ball at the Blacksburg 11-yard line.
A few plays later, Alex Brandon would score, and the rout was on for the Eagles. The GW defense would also score another touchdown on a Dominic Neal Hairston scoop and score fumble return. Head coach Nick Anderson said they got after the team at halftime.
I think we got their attention at halftime, man. We didn't do much different than we were doing in the first half. They just started playing better. You know, I don't know if we just came out because we knew the record of this team was 5-5, and you know, we just didn't come up with a lot of fire, but you know, second half, they played with all kinds of fire. You know, he's putting people on the ground and, you know, playing the style of offense that we like to play. And they just executed much better in the second half for sure.
GW is now 10-1 on the season and will host Sharondo in the second round next week. Sharondo beat James Wood 56-35 and is 8-3 on the season. In Region 2C, the Gretna Hawks left no doubt as they handled Dan River 57-14. Quarterback Rayshawn Logan threw four touchdowns and ran for three in the win for the Hawks. Head coach Sean Miller was happy with the way his team started the playoffs.
Hey, not bad for playing a Dogwood District opponent in the first round. I'm sure when we look at the film, there'd be some things we need to clean up in order to get prepared for Floyd County.
The Hawks are now 9-2 and will host Floyd County in the second round on Friday. Floyd County beat James River 26-21 to advance. In other playoff action, Magna Vista fell behind early 10-0 before rallying to win 56-10 over Abingdon. The Warriors will host Carroll County in the second round on Friday, and William Byrd beat Bassett 38-10. That's your URW High School Football Scoreboard Show. I'm Ryan Stone.